But let's go now to that news from Cork that 320 jobs at the Novartis plant are to go. The staff were told this morning. Pascal Sheehy, our Southern editor, has more now. You've been chatting to some of the staff there. Are you getting a sense, Pascal, that this came out of the blue, or did they know anything about it in advance?
Well, a little bit of context in relation to that. There had been some talk in relation to this plant being offered for sale as perhaps excess capacity, that there was excess capacity here within the Novartis family, and that the company would deal with it by selling off some of its plants. And some of the workers here have suggested to me that they had heard this plant was being offered for sale. But there is a vast difference between that, between being told that your employer might change, and arriving for work here this morning just after 8 o'clock for a meeting in the staff canteen, to be told more than half the workforce will go here over the next 2.5 years. So undoubtedly, even though there had been some talk of selling this plant, this news came as a shock and a bombshell to the 500 people who heard that news here this morning. And after the meeting, I spoke to two of the people who work at this plant. First of all, Pauline O'Mahony has been a cleaner at Novartis for 13 years, and before her, Joe Barry, who has been employed at this plant for the past 18 years.
As you expect, morose people are worried. Mm. A lot of us are there 25, 30 years. So we'll see what way it pans out. It could change. Look, I've been there a long time as well, yeah. It could change. Mm. You wouldn't like these things can change.
There's an awful lot of jobs going. You know, it's devastating. I'm a cleaner in there for the last 13 years, and you know, there's more there, 25, 30 years cleaning, and sadly it's coming to an end, 18 months, maybe 2 years, if we're lucky.
Okay, some of the people there who got that news this morning. And Pascal, you said earlier that there's a 2.5 year lead in here. Does that give people some hope that maybe something might happen in that period of time to save at least some of these jobs?
Well, there are a number of hopeful signs here, not least the fact that nobody walked out of here today with their P45s in their pocket. There will be a long lead-in time to allow people to change to other pharmaceuticals companies, and there are very many of those around here in Ringaskiddy. But most importantly, we have seen before announcements made by companies like this in the Cork area, where at the time things looked very bleak, but then economic circumstances and business circumstances improved again, and those decisions were reversed. And that is the hope here this afternoon, that that can be achieved in this case also.
Okay, Pascal, thank you for bringing us that today. Pascal Sheehy there, our Southern editor.